the book we select to read, the channel we select to watch, the activities we get involved are the basics of evaluating the personality of an individual. Now, with the support of the prayer fellowship and leadership of the MGOCSM of our diocese, we are beginning a prayer teleconference in English known as SLUTO, in hopes of reaching our younger generation and those who primarily speak English. The Syriac word SLUTO means prayer. We choose this title because prayer should be at the center of our lives as Orthodox Christians. Orthodox Christians are often identified as a worshiping community. This gathering is a communal prayer, and its main purpose is to offer praise and adoration to our Lord while spiritually edifying ourselves through the study of the scriptures. At the same time, it is an opportunity to pray for those with a special request, especially those that are sick and suffering. Though we are hundreds of miles away from each other, technology has allowed us to come together in prayer in the presence of God. Each week we will conduct the Wednesday Compline prayer, which will be followed by a short devotional message, songs of intercession, and a litany for those with a special request. It is our hope that this weekly gathering will be a blessing for all those who attend. We extend our love and blessings and formally inaugurate SLUTO as our diocese celebrates its third diocesan day.
At this time, I would like to introduce our speaker for this evening. We are blessed by the presence of Reverend Father Matthew K. Alexander, who is presently serving as the youth minister of the Dallas area. And Madison was actually the first ordained priest of the newly formed Diocese of Southwest America. He was the first ordination after the formation of our diocese. And at this time, I welcome our beloved Achen to share a few words from the gospel this evening.
The prayer before the devotional. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always, forever and ever. Today's gospel passage is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, please open to Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. It will be read right now.
The reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 1 through 12. Barkmore. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are said before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'The very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city.'" Barkmore.
May all glory, honor, and worship be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is a pleasure to be on this line with you. But I ask you this question. Are we the Church of Pentecost? I ask you that question not as a theological or historical question, because there's no doubt in my mind that we are in fact the Church of the Upper Room, where the tongues of fire descended and burned in the hearts of the apostles. There's no doubt in my mind that the very same message that was preached by the mouth of these apostles is preached today in the colos, the cedros, the bolusos, and the lectionary readings, written by the saints of all ages and worshipped by us today. There's no doubt in my mind that both historically and doctrinally what is called the Orthodox Church today is in fact the Pentecostal Church. But there is a doubt in my mind as to whether I am truly Orthodox. Are parishes truly worthy of the label, the Church of Pentecost? I've come to the realization that Orthodoxy is not a birthright. It is a standard. And when we fail to reach that standard, we fail to be Orthodox. When we fail to send and to be sent as the apostles were, when we fail to proclaim as the prophets did, when we fail to serve and to heal as the saints have done, when we fail to love as the missionaries have done, when we fail to retreat into pure and passionate prayer as the desert fathers and the mothers did, when we fail to be what we have been called and empowered to be, we have no right to claim to be what we are not practicing. We have no right to be in communion with those saints who have loved Christ with all of their heart, their mind, and their soul. I think now is the time for repentance. What I'm calling for is not a reformation, nor do I seek a revival, for God has already breathed life into us. What I'm seeking is a return. A return to the faith of the ecumenical synods, a return to the courage of the martyrs, a return to the compassion of the saints, and a return to the humility and prayers of the desert fathers and the mothers. A fleeing from temptation like the Stylites, a life of purity like St. Mary, and a self-sacrificing love like the one who sacrificed himself for us. The standard has been set and held strong by every generation since that day of Pentecost. And we as a generation must not fail to hold it as well. We must forsake our ways, and yes, even the ways of some of those around and ahead of us, and become what we have always been. If we are to call ourselves Orthodox, let us worship in truth. If we are to call ourselves the Church of the Martyrs, let's lay down our lives. If we're to pray the communion of the saints, let us lift up prayers as passionate and sincere as theirs. If we're to receive the Spirit, let us witness to it and pour it upon this world in need. If we're to receive the love of Christ, let us also give it to one another and to all who seek it. I don't know where you are at this moment, perhaps in your room, perhaps in your car, perhaps in a place where you shouldn't be, perhaps in the very place that you need to be, but I challenge you to look to the east. And I know that you may only see darkness now, but the time is coming when the sun will rise and our generation must be standing ready. With aching bones, sore muscles, blood, sweat, and tears pouring down from our faces, we must be ready to meet Christ when he comes. Having given all, having stood our ground, along with those who have come before us and with those who will come after us. In that moment, may we be worthy of the label, the Church of Pentecost. May all glory, honor, and worship be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.